All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Frank and Hobbo. We got Dr. Bobby Call in studio with us. Chris Sell is back in the house, back from the great country of Peru in South America. He'll have to explain to us what he was doing down there.
Yeah, what were you doing in Peru there, Chris?
I can't do it over the air.
Oh, it's No.
I hiked the Machu Picchu with some Godwin Eagles and...
He was climbing mountains. Climb every mountain down there. That's, you know, right. Sound of Music. But at any rate, we have Charles McDaniel on the phone. And as Frank properly said, we don't have to have much of an introduction. It was done in the commercial for Hildreth Transfer. But Frank, go ahead with a short bio of our friend Charles McDaniel.
Well, I'm delighted to welcome Charles back on Who's Talking. Charles has been a terrific supporter and sponsor of the program. And every fall, we've had him on at least once, sometimes twice, as a contributor to the show. And if you remember anything about his play back in the early to mid 80s, when he locked up onto a ball carrier or a receiver, he took him down.
He's what we used to call a hitter.
Listen to this, Hobbo, only 432 tackles, 216 solos, 216 assists. That's perfect math right there. And season tackle leader back in 1983. 130 tackles by himself in 83. So he knew how to bring a ball carrier down. That's all I got to say. Charles, thank you for coming back on Who's Talking.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right, so recently we saw the article with Doug Dowdy, threw some quotes in there for you. And so we're two games into the season, and the Wahoos are 1-1, probably where most everyone would have expected. And now comes one of the what I call litmus test games. What are these Wahoos made of? Louisville comes to town, a 12:30 kickoff at Scott Stadium this coming Saturday. Tell us, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I one of the key points I tried to make when I was interviewed with a few reporters was about accountability. And accountability is a word that Coach London and staff have also been using quite a bit. I was interested to see if that was actually going to they were going to hold accountable themselves and the players for production, and I tell you, after the first two games, I have been pleasantly, not surprised, but I've been very happy with I think the progress that we've made, and certainly accountability seems to be something that is going to be a hallmark of Coach London and this year's team. They got a first. I mean, the first victory is so important. We've been on a 10-game slide, and we needed to get that victory for many reasons. But probably most importantly, just for the psyche of the team and for the confidence that I hope that will build. I thought we played extremely well defensively in the first game. Had some nice contributions from the offense, but that consistency with the defense certainly showed through in the. With the Richmond game, seven turnovers, very impressive. The first two games, I think a total of 11 turnovers, and just really dictating the pace of the game. And while people will say the Richmond had way too many passing yards, and the fact is they were on the field a great majority of the time, and I don't think the outcome was in doubt at all. So I've been very impressed with what the defense has been able to do. The offense has certainly contributed. Both quarterbacks have been effective. And I'd love to see more of a running game, a little more diversity in our offensive play calling. But overall, impressed with where we are. Special teams, too, have improved. So I think all three facets of the game we have seen improvement. We've seen accountability. And I think we're poised for a good showing this weekend. It is a critical game. 2-1 with some confidence, with a victory, goes a long way toward a successful season. 1-2 would certainly not be the same thing. Yeah, not be the end of the year, but I do think it would emotionally be difficult for us going into a very difficult game at BYU. Out in Provo.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, 1-2 going on a tough road trip. But, Charles, you're a defensive guy. You mentioned the defense a couple of times. What do you think has been the key to the defense playing so well?
I think familiarity. They have another year of understanding what John Tenuta expects of them. And they have been able to execute this year, whereas last year I think they were finding their way. they're executing this year. We certainly have more depth this year, quality depth this year. But the execution of the game plan, I think, has been exceptional. Bottom line, the other team does not know where we're coming. They know we're coming, and they know we're coming on most plays, and that's a risk-reward type thing. But it has been very impressive to see the amount of pressure, the amount of disruption that we have caused opposing offenses. UCLA, I've been following them pretty closely in the preseason just because we knew we were playing them first. I think they were taken back by how good we were, and certainly University of Richmond with the 7 turnovers and defensive score and the limiting the rushing yards to really nothing. It's been very impressive. But again, I think another year into the program has given them a very comfortable feeling that they can execute what's called.
Charles, we are going to go to the bottom of the hour break, and we'd like you to hold on with us and bring you back on the other side. This is Who's Talking. Stay with us. More of Charles McFarland and the host of Who's
McDaniel.
Talking. Excuse me, McDaniel.